is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records, or invoices, as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the One Love Radio Man News, the headlines. Ndola set for industrial boom with $1.1 billion crude oil refinery investment. Voting officially begins in Chawama parliamentary by-elections. In foreign news, Uganda polls open amid logistical challenges and internet shutdown. And in sports, Sadio Mane sends Senegal to AFCON final after narrow win over Egypt. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Information and Media says Ndola is poised for significant industrial growth, hosting the country's largest single industrial investment, a $1.1 billion crude oil refinery and energy complex. Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kapata says the project is developed by China Zambia Petrochemical Corporation in partnership with the Industrial Development Corporation, aligns with government efforts to position Ndola as a production, logistics and energy hub, leveraging its strategic location and infrastructure. Mr. Kapata says the supporting infrastructure investments, including the Ndola Cancer Treatment Center and upgrades to roads, water systems and power networks, underscore government's commitment to driving industrial development, fostering economic diversification and promoting sustainable growth in the region in line with national development aspirations.
Industrial project right here in Ndola today is the $1.1 billion crude oil refinery and energy complex being built by China Zambia Petrochemical Corporation, working with Zambia's Industrial Development Corporation. The plant is designed to process 60,000 barrels of crude oil a day, roughly 3 million tons a year. Alongside it is a 130 megawatt power plant with 100 megawatts going straight into the national grid. Let's talk about phase one. Valued at about $510 million United States dollars, was licensed in late 2025.
Voting in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections has officially commenced, marking an important moment in the constituency's democratic process. A check by One Love Radio News at Chawama Primary School this morning confirmed that polling stations opened right on time at exactly 06 hours, and only a few voters were seen lining up as the exercise got underway in the early morning hours. Electoral officials and security personnel were observed on site, ensuring that the voting process started smoothly and in an orderly manner. Now, Chawama has 92,879 registered voters with 111 polling stations. The Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to incorporate modern technologies in the forthcoming delimination exercise, as the organization believes that this would enhance efficiency and transparency. ZCLU Acting Executive Director Derek Chekwe has welcomed the ECZ's assurance that the process will be conducted transparently and inclusively, and has encouraged political actors to approach the process in a constructive manner, and has emphasized the need to move beyond the polarized discourse surrounding BU7. Mr. Chekwe has urged the ECZ to involve independent stakeholders in the drafting of the amended Electoral Process Act and the new Electoral Systems Act, as stipulated under Article 49 of the Constitution, and has highlighted the importance of public understanding and acceptance of the electoral system. He has maintained that the responsibility of reshaping Zambia's democratic landscape should not rest solely with the ECZ and government, and has reaffirmed the organization's position, stressing the importance of transparency and broad-based engagement in all electoral reforms. He has further emphasized the need to move beyond the polarized discourse surrounding BU7, and has also urged the ECZ to involve independent stakeholders in the drafting of the amended Electoral Process Act and the new Electoral Systems Act, as stipulated under Article 49 of the Constitution. The Acting Chief Executive Officer has highlighted the importance of public understanding and acceptance of the electoral system, and has maintained that the responsibility of reshaping Zambia's democratic landscape should not rest solely with the ECZ and government. Electorates in Kasama District, Northern Province, have been urged to consider the government's positive policy track record as they prepare ahead to the polls. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga has told residents in Lukasha constituency to focus on the effective policies being implemented by the New Dawn administration, and has stated that these achievements should be the primary motivation for choosing the right candidate in the upcoming mayoral by-elections. Mr. Mlenga has cautioned voters against being misled by candidates who do not have the district's developmental interests at heart, and notes that achieving massive development requires electing leaders who genuinely care for the welfare of the citizens. He has expressed confidence that the administration will achieve even greater milestones as more vision-aligned leaders take up positions within both local and central government.